This is VOA News, the remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and a powerful official herself, said on Tuesday South Korea and the United States will face even greater security threats for going ahead with the scheduled joint military drills this week. The Yonhap News Agency reported Monday South Korea and the United States began preliminary military drills on Tuesday. They are going ahead despite nuclear-armed North Korea's recent warnings. The exercises would set back progress in improving inter-Korean relations. The United States has around 28,000 troops in South Korea as a legacy of the 1950s Korean War, which did not end in a peace deal, leaving the peninsula in a technical state of war. Joint military exercises have been scaled back in recent years to help with talks aimed at dismantling Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs in return for U.S. sanctions relief. But recent negotiations collapsed in 2019. The United States says it is up to Afghanistan's security forces to defend their country after Taliban militants captured a sixth provincial capital on Monday, along with border towns and trade routes. President Joe Biden has said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end at the end of this month, arguing the Afghan people must decide their own future and that he would not add another generation of Americans to the 20-year-old war. The Taliban have stepped up their campaign to defeat the government as foreign forces withdraw. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Monday the United States is deeply concerned about the trend, but that Afghan security forces have the capability to fight the insurgent group. This is VOA News.